Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about our good friend Christina Cavanaugh being back on the show. Christina joins us all the way from Toronto, Canada. She's an internationally recognized expert and consultant on email, how to use email to the best of your advantage. She is the author of Managing Your Email, and she's been helping us understand email for a long time now as a great member of our Brain Trust. Christina Cavanaugh, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Christina, email has become a very interesting part of our lives. And, you know, we love it. We hate it. It's annoying. It's endearing. It's handy. It's in the way. It's different for the different generations. It's become a very interesting, maybe one of the most interesting parts of our technology world. What do you think?
Yes, I totally agree, and we can't live without it.
I don't want to live without it. I'll tell you that.
No, I mean we can't really imagine. I mean, for those of us who were around before email, even we can't imagine.
I was around before faxes, Christina.
I was around before voicemail.
I was too.
And, you know, so when we think about all that,
after electricity, though, I was here after. I came along after electricity.
Yeah, but to your point, email is so totally a universal part of our society and our business structure. You know, it's amazing how quickly it has become that. And all the more reason it's so powerful a tool that all the more reason that we really need to take the time to respect it and to enjoy it.
Right. Well, and I agree with you. And one of the things you've helped us with over the years is understanding how to prevent email from being an annoyance, from being in the way, from being and to help it to be handy. And so talk to us. I know one of the things you like to talk about is all the good things about email.
Well, yeah, because there's so many people talking about all the bad things, you know. So I want us to be reminded that, you know, some of the really great things about email is the fact that it cuts down on time and distance. This idea that you can email anybody anywhere in the world. It doesn't matter mm-hmm. what the time zone is. Doesn't matter where they are. You know, suddenly you are able to send a message around the world. You know, I think that's fantastic.
Well, there's no question. And then and maybe get a response right back. It is amazing, especially if you do business in other parts of the world. It's amazing that kind of communication. And don't forget, you got that connection. You made that connection for virtually, you know, negligible cost.
That's right. That's right. That's the whole other thing that that is there. There's no huge sort of barrier.
You're not going to get an email bill at the end of the month.
Yeah, I remember there was a time. I think it was even Bill Gates who was saying we should charge, you know, 2 or 3 cents per email.
Oh yeah, no,
it would've cut that.
Well, and also there were some politicians who wanted to tax it.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Oh boy,
there's a bunch of people in Washington. And maybe in your capital, it's driving them nuts that we're sending all these emails and they don't have a little ka-ching on each one of them.
Well, no, and I certainly read just recently that the U.S. Postal Service can't make one of their next sort of payments, and
they're in
dire straits.
Postal Service is big trouble because they're that's a whole other issue. But you know, when I think about all the different ways that I use email to send attachments, mm-hmm. I send notes to myself, Christina. If I send if I want to send somebody an email, I send it to myself, and I read it the next morning to see if it's what I still want to send. I mean, I send myself all kinds of email, sometimes to store stuff, just to keep stuff. I finished a column yesterday and emailed it to myself so I could use it on the road and I don't have to carry a piece of paper with me.
Because I'm going to be
reading it on another device in another as I travel this week. So I mean it's incredible how handy it is.
Well, that's right, and that is one of the many other peripheral uses of email. So you can use that as your own sort of filing system. Email is really searchable as well. You know, I don't know if a lot of people use that feature, but if you are filing your emails, even if you put them into broad electronic folders, you can go into that folder, just type up any word you want. It doesn't even have to be the subject line, and suddenly it'll search the emails in that folder and come up with things.
I created an email over the weekend that I didn't want to go out until Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in because I'm using Outlook. And by the way, I've only been using Outlook for about a year. I never used Outlook before that. I finally became kicking and screaming and clawing into using Outlook.
Oh, you left Eudora.
Yeah, I left Eudora. I love Eudora, but it didn't have the capability Outlook does. So anyway, I'm in Outlook, and I wrote an email, and I scheduled it. I was able to schedule the delayed delivery of that until Tuesday morning.
So that's another sort of aspect of email. You can plan your day or you can plan your messages.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't use that time feature. I think they used to use the time feature when it was first popular to sort of let their bosses know they were sort of in the mm-hmm. office when they really weren't.
I've never tried that before. Of course, I'm the boss, so I guess that wouldn't work on me, would it?
Well, that's right.
The thing is, if there's something that you don't like about email, like a lot of people say that it just kind of, you know, it's an intrusion, it mm-hmm. Monopolizes their time, et cetera, that's something you can manage, isn't it?
It is.
Christina, you can manage that. Everything has the potential to be a negative, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and I know that I just keep hearing a lot about, oh, email overload, and, you know, we talked recently about the, you know, Chris Anderson sort of email manifesto,
right.
and you know, he says that the average time taken to respond to an email is greater in aggregate than the time it took to create it.
Well, that may be so, but maybe that's good information that the organization needs. Hold on to that. Don't blame the delivery device, folks, on human behavior. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.